Well, today, Jane is helping Mr. Ray sell a farm, his first big deal for the new real estate business he's gone into. Jane is out at the farm now, posing as Mrs. Jones, who lives there. When Mr. Race brings out the prospective customer, Jane is to boost the place so that the customer will buy. The scene is the living room of the farmhouse, where we find Jane with her maid, Laura, whom she brought along to tidy up the place. Jane is at the window, watching for Mr. Race. Listen.
Are they coming yet, ma'am?
No, I can't see hide or seek of them. And it's almost 12 o'clock. I'm getting kind of hungry. We've been here since 8 o'clock, you know.
Me too, ma'am. You sure do get an appetite being on a farm.
Yes, I sure did.
I guess it's on account of so many good things they have on a farm, like eggs and chickens and cows and milk and vegetables.
Yes, what I'd give right now for a chocolate ice cream soda.
Yes, ma'am, me too.
I didn't know it was going to take him this long to come out here. I'd have brought along some milk and cookies or something.
Well, maybe we could get some milk from those cows back there. You know, the ones we saw through the back window?
No, I don't think we know them well enough for that.
Well, they belong here on the farm. We could milk them.
No, I don't want to start anything I can't finish. Besides, they might get here any minute now.
Oh, they're here now, ma'am.
Where? Who?
The cows, the one we saw out in the backyard.
Oh, I'm talking about Mr. Ace and Mr. and Mrs. Brandon. I wonder what they're like. I don't blame them for wanting to buy this farm. Isn't this house beautiful?
Yes, it is beautiful,
oh,
ma'am.
I sure hope he sells it. This is Mr. Ace's first big deal, and I'm going to help him all I can. I'm going to tell him how sorry I am that we have to sell it, and I'm going to be very sad about it.
Yes, ma'am, that's nice.
I'm hungry enough to look sad.
Yes, ma'am. You know, it'd be nice if you could cry a little, ma'am.
Cry?
Yes, ma'am. You know, when you tell them how sad you are to have to sell the farm?
Well, yes, it would be, but a person can't just start crying.
Oh, I can, ma'am.
You can?
Yes, ma'am. I can start crying whenever I want.
Laura, that's marvelous. How do you do it?
I don't know, ma'am. I just start and there it is.
Oh, there goes a tear. Catch it. Use your apron.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you do that anytime you want to?
Well, sometimes it's harder than others. Sometimes I have to pinch myself.
Oh, if you pinch yourself.
Oh, I didn't just now, ma'am. Only sometimes I do.
Oh, I guess I could, too, if I pinch myself.
Well, I think it'd be nice if you did, especially when you tell them how sad you are about having to sell the farm.
Well, I'll try it and see if I can. Oh, here they come. Hurry, Laura, open the door. Oh, what name did he say I should have? Oh, yes, Mrs. Jones, wasn't it?
Yes, ma'am, Mrs. Jones.
Oh, I'm so glad they're here.
Here they come up the stairs, ma'am.
All right, now wait till they knock. Now, go ahead, open the door.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. I'm Mr. Ray's.
Oh, yes, sir, I know.
Yes, is Mrs. Jones in?
Who?
Mrs. Come right in, folks. She's expecting us. Mrs. Jones.
Oh, good morning, Mr. A.
Oh, good morning. May I present Mr. and Mrs. Brandon, Mrs. Jones?
How do you do?
I'm glad to know you.
Oh, pleased to meet your acquaintance. Won't you come in?
Want to apologize for imposing on you in this way, Mrs. Jones.
All right.
Mrs. Jones understands, and she's quite willing that we give the little place a thorough looking over, aren't you, Mrs. Jones?
Little place? Why, it's just the opposite of little, Mr. A.
Well, I meant that a manner of speaking.
Looks very attractive from the outside, all right.
Oh, it's heavenly.
Heavenly? Why, it's just the opposite of
heavenly. Well, I think we'd better start looking around. This, of course, is the living room, Mrs. Brandon.
Yes, I can see, and quite nicely furnished, too.
Yeah, it's rustic, isn't it?
Rusty? Where?
No, not rusty, Mrs. Jones.
No, I meant rustic. I like this kind of furnishing. How about the rest of the house?
Okay, now let's take a tour here, if you'll lead the way, Mrs. Jones.
Oh, yes. Well, right through here. This is the dining room.
Oh, how lovely. Are these windows south, Mrs. Jones?
South?
That's south, isn't it?
Oh, yes, south. I thought you said...
Yes, well, always a breeze from the south in the summer, they say. Now, here's the kitchen, large and airy.
Oh, how lovely. Mm-hmm. Plenty of windows here. I guess you never get overheated here, do you, Mrs. Jones?
No, I guess I wouldn't.
Well, I suppose we sort of run through the place first, just taking it in for first impressions, and then come back over it again for details.
Yes, that suits me. I'm kind of anxious to see the grounds and the barn.
Joe's such an outdoor man.
Yes.
Now, here's a bedroom, and right through here, I think. Yes, here's another bedroom, and off here you'll see a sort of a guest room or a maid's room, depending on...
Oh, very nice so far. Now, about going outside.
Of course.
Well, suppose you and Mr. Ace go out, Joe. Mr. Jones and I'll take another look around in here.
Yeah, sure. Come along,
well,
Grace.
Now, wait. Don't you think we should all go out and...
No. Let the women talk over the household end of it.
Yes, but maybe Mrs. Jones wants to show us around the place. Don't you, Mrs. Jones?
No, that's all right, dear Mr. Ace.
Dear Mrs. Jones, I think if you came along and...
Run along, boys. We'll find plenty to talk about.
Yes, come on, Mr. Ace. I'm anxious to see what this is all about. Let's go out this back way.
Yes, well, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Oh, take your time. I do hope Joe likes it all. I've fallen in love with it already.
You have? Well, that's nice.
But then, of course, I've always been partial to a farm. I just love the good earth, don't you?
Yes, especially Paul Muni.
What?
The good earth, you said.
Oh, yes, my dear, I did see that. Wasn't it marvelous?
Yes.
I guess I love that, too, because I'm so partial to the farm. You really kept this place up so beautifully. Everything so fresh and tidy. You must have loved it here.
Oh, it's marvelous, Mrs. Brandon.
I bet you just hate to give it up, don't you?
Oh, yes, but we have to. You see, my husband had to take a job out of town somewhere, and he left me here to sell the farm, and when I sell it, I'm going to join him.
Oh, I see.
But while we lived here, we certainly enjoyed it. I just hate to give it up.
Well, that's the way it goes, Mrs. Jones. We never know, do we?
Never know what?
We never know what's in store for us. But I always say, what will be, will be. I'm a great believer in destiny. Are you?
Beg pardon?
Do you believe in destiny?
Oh, well, I brush my teeth twice a day and I go to a dance.
Oh, no, I said destiny. Fate. Do you believe in fate?
Oh, yes. I always say what will be, will be.
Yes, that's exactly what I just said.
Oh, yes, that's where I heard it, I guess.
Well, yes, we're all creatures of destiny. Here today and gone tomorrow.
Yes, here I am here today, and if you buy the farm, I'll be gone tomorrow.
Oh, I can see by your face you just hate to lose it, don't you?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Brandon. After all, we lived here so long, it's just been like home.
Oh, Mrs. Jones, I hate to see you so broken up about it.
Well, I can't help it. I could just cry. Ouch.
Oh, don't cry, please. I can't bear tears. I'm sure you and your husband will find some new happiness wherever you're going.
But nothing like this farm.
Yes, it is gorgeous.
Yes.
Well, I suppose it's very cool here all the time, isn't it?
Only in the summer.
Oh, well, that's the time a person needs it most. Joe does need his sleep, and he can't sleep in any heat.
Oh, there's no heat here. The breezes just blow here all the time. You don't have to wait for the rag man to come to lull you to sleep on this farm.
I suppose there's a truck garden, isn't there?
Oh, there's a garden. I guess there's a truck, too, out there somewhere.
Oh, no, I mean a truck garden. You grow things here, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Just what do you grow?
Well, there's a couple of weeping willy trees growing out in the front yard there. I guess you saw those when you came in.
Oh, no, Mrs. Jones. I mean, what vegetables do you grow? I suppose you have radishes?
Oh, yes.
Beans?
Yes.
Onions, cucumbers, and tomatoes?
Yes, and yes.
Corn?
What?
Do you have corn?
Well, Mr. Jones doesn't drink very much, and I hardly...
Oh, no, I mean corn on the stalk. Ears of corn.
Oh, yes, corn. I thought you meant something.
Everything. Oh, it's really lovely. You and your husband must have loved it here.
Yes, we're very happy, Mrs. Jones.
Brandon, my dear.
What?
Mrs. Brandon. You called me Mrs. Jones. It's Brandon.
Oh, yes. We were very happy here, Mrs. Brandon.
May I ask you how long you've been married, Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Well, how long?
8 years.
8 years. Oh, that's exactly how long Joe and I have been married.
You have? Well, we have a lot that's common, haven't we?
Yes. 8 years. Oh, but it doesn't seem that long, really.
Me either.
And have you lived here ever since you were married?
Yes. We moved in here the day we got married. We picked this place out while we were engaged.
Then it has such sweet memories for you, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, it has. That's why I hate to leave it. I just can't think of anybody else living here.
Oh, I understand, my dear.
But it's so beautiful here. I'm sure you'll enjoy it so much.
Oh, I wonder now.
What?
I mean, knowing all that it means to you.
Oh, it meant everything to me. It's so beautiful.
Yes, and the memories are the most beautiful part, aren't they?
Yes, the memories. And the south breeze in the summer. You'll just love it, Mrs. Brandon.
Oh, I don't know, Mrs. Jones.
You don't know?
I don't think I could know.
Why? What happened?
Well, knowing all you've told me, oh, it's just that...
Oh, well, don't cry, Mrs. Brandon.
I can't help it.
It's the thought of you losing this beautiful heaven you and your husband built for yourself.
Well, Mrs. Jones, I always say a wife should take the bitter with the better. When he was doing better, I took the better. And now that things are bitter, I just have to take the bitter.
Well, Mr. Brandon has really sold on the place, Mrs. Brandon.
Yes, sir. It looks like the thing we've been after. Now, we can come to some agreement about...
Hey, what's going on here?
Min, what's the matter?
Oh, we can't live here, Joe.
What?
What do you mean, can't live here? What's been going on here?
Don't look at me. I was just telling her how much my husband and I love this place and how crazy we were about living here, and all of a sudden she...
I couldn't live here, Joe. I just couldn't.
What do you mean you couldn't? What's the matter with
I couldn't take away her memory.
What?
It would always be on my conscience. I'd feel as if I'd cheated her out of her happiness.
What?
Oh, Joe.
Oh, Min, now come on, don't cry.
You won't buy it, will you, Joe?
Of course I won't buy it if it's going to make you unhappy.
Unhappy?
Oh, I knew you'd understand. I just couldn't bear to have it on my mind.
Well, wait, somebody's going to buy it.
Well, we won't. Come on, Joe.
I'm right with you, Min. Now just dry those tears. Come on, honey. Good day, folks. Sorry to have caused you all this trouble.
But you don't understand what we... Oh, Jane, what did you do?
Well, I guess she's right, dear. After all, she couldn't take all those happy memories away from Mr. Jones and me.
What memories? A fine salesman you are.
Well, I guess I'm too good a salesman. I hope.
Well, I guess.
Jane did do a little bit of overselling, just enough to crab the sale Mr. Raitt had hoped to put over. But a new idea comes to them about the farm, as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.